talking to Dr. Group, I mean, before the break, he really dropped the bombshell on me. I don't know if the audience knew. I did not understand that. It makes sense. You correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Group. Comcast and Xfinity modems, when they come to your house, they leave the wireless modem there. You can turn those the wireless part off, but still some frequency stays. There is a hidden network, basically 5G, that is broadcasting throughout the neighborhood. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct. So basically,
I mean,
they're
huge
using
news.
Because 5G is a 5 gigahertz, and it doesn't travel that far. So what they're trying to do is use individual homes for basically like mini cell phone towers. I mean, they want every home to be broadcasting 5G, and that is extremely damaging and it lowers your vibrational frequencies, especially if you're in the house and you're getting bombarded with that and you have kids. And it's probably like Masaru Emoto and many other scientists have said that harmful EMFs are probably one of the most damaging things to our bodies and ourselves.
What can we do to, I mean, I guess we can stop Wi-Fi in our house, but if our houses are close to other houses, we're getting Wi-Fi from there. What can we do to mitigate some of this EMF effect in ourselves and families?
Well, you want to just go out and get EMF protectors, and there's a router. There's a company in Europe, I think, that makes a Wi-Fi router that is a low EMF, and just make sure that usually third party. So, if you go with a Wi-Fi provider like AT&T or Comcast or Xfinity or something like that, you don't want to use their equipment. You want to use a third-party person's equipment out there, and because that way you have a little bit more control over it. Otherwise, if you use their stuff, they can pretty much do whatever they want with it. They have the codes. They can, you know, they can turn it on, turn it off. They can, you know, emit whatever they want to emit, and or even better yet, just get hardwired. I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff coming out right now to protect yourself from EMFs. There's all kinds of clothing. Like, I have a shirt with a hoodie. It's a hoodie shirt that whenever I fly, I put that on and then put it over my head so my head doesn't – because even flying, you know, you're going to be exposed to EMFs in the air. There's clothing companies now. There's people that are coming out with bed sheets that you can use that protect you from any EMFs. There's blankets. There's cell phone chips. There's devices that you can put in your home, which
in construction, I know they have that lead foil now that they say is for sound deadening, but what if you put lead foil like on your roof or in your walls or those kind of things?
Yeah, I would still stay away from any lead just because of the frequency that it emits, but
What do you mean by that?
Well, so it's like homeopathic, right? I mean, if you have water that touches metal or water that touches lead or everything vibrates at a certain frequency level,
yeah.
and it just the vibration of it can bring you down or
really?
You know, I mean, you don't want any toxic vibrational patterns going on. There's paints. I mean, you could there's all natural paints right now that you can buy online that are EMF proof. So you can paint your room with it, and then, you know, no EMFs can come into your room. Some people that are sensitive are using that for their bedrooms.
Let me ask you this. This may be my own little conspiracy theory. But I'm having my own little thought here. I've always, remember the push in the 70s when I was a little kid about lead paint and, you know, don't eat the chips. And now I look back on it like, what do they care if kids get cancer? What do they care if kids eat lead paint? I mean, I just haven't seen the government be real concerned about the safety of children. And then the thought occurred to me, oh, they don't want lead paint on the walls so they can broadcast frequencies or they can look in your house or x-rays or so they can basically these frequencies cannot be stopped. Am I up in the night? Is that a stupid idea?
I don't think there's any such thing as a stupid idea. In my opinion,
I'm going to disagree with you.
Researching researching all of the root cause of disease for so many years, and the things that have been done to poison the air, to poison the water, to poison the food supply, to create severe iodine deficiency, to shut down the pineal gland by calcifying it with fluoride. I mean, it all leads back to somebody or some organization that is trying to either create sickness, create disease, make money, or create a population which is easily controllable.
All right, let me ask you a point. You've talked a lot about in the show, and for new listeners, we got a lot of new listeners because we switched times here. So they probably don't know your background and your cancer research. Just really briefly, Reader's Digest, tell about your cancer research and really how all that was shelved. I mean, they didn't really want to know how to naturally cure cancer. They just wanted to know what was being done. Just briefly tell that story.
Well, so I got into this. I really wanted to be a heart surgeon. And before I applied to medical school, I met a guy and at a dinner, and he was involved with cancer research. And this was back in the probably mid 90s when MD Anderson was coming out with their CAM program. It was like this big hoax that all these cancer hospitals were doing these complementary alternative medicine programs or research. Well, we found out it was a hoax later. But anyway, so he was doing some research, and he basically challenged me, and because I was at that point I was allopathic based. I mean, I no one had trained me in any type of natural medicine or herbs or anything like that. I mean, basically it was just like someone's sick, someone has a symptom, what pharmaceutical are you going to put them on? And I had a background in chemistry and biochemistry at that point in time. He said, okay, that's cool. If you think if you think you're right, just pick any pharmaceutical. Just pick any one and go and break it down chemistry-wise, biochemistry-wise in the body, and tell me and come back. Let's meet and you tell me what good that's going to do for the biochemistry or what good that's going to do for the body. So I did. I mean, who does that, right? I mean, who looks at and breaks down the compounds of pharmaceuticals and sees their effect? I did it, and I just like by the time I was on my third one, I was just like, this is, oh my gosh! I mean, this is like Holocaust. We're giving people these synthetic compounds that are covering up a symptom or reducing or shutting down a natural process in the body. And not only that, it's causing extreme toxicity. It's damaging to the body. It's lowering the vibrational frequency of the body. Anyway, long story short, I went back to him, and we developed a research team, and our job was to find the root cause of all disease. Why our own body self-healing mechanism is not able to handle this? Because, I mean, we definitely believe that, you know, we all have a God-given ability to heal ourselves. So what's happening? Why is our self-healing mechanism being suppressed? I still today will tell every single person out there that there's no better healing or healer than yourself. You have the power beyond anybody outside of you to heal your body of whatever condition that you're dealing with. And we were born with that. God gave us that self-healing mechanism and ability. And what's hampering that is the poisoning of the air, the poisoning of the food, the poisoning of the water, the poisoning of the brain to make you depressed, the emotionals, the negative stuff that you're getting fed to you, the propaganda through the TV, through the books, through the magazines, through the newspapers, hanging around with negative people. I mean, you know, we identified like 20 different things, right? It was like the food, air, water, emotions, all these other things that were depressing the body. So going back to frequency, right? I mean, all of these things, like a self-healing mechanism, when your body is resistant and cannot get ill at all, when your body is so strong that no disease can manifest in your system, you're working at a healthy body frequency of 62 to 78 megahertz. Now, that's how I got started. That's how I got started, and we developed the root cause analysis. We figured out why everybody has disease. We figured out why the self-healing mechanism was suppressed. And then we opened up our own clinic, cancer clinic, and started working with individuals, and that didn't go too far, because when you start researching the root cause of disease, it takes you down some holes that can get very deep and starts exposing different systems and companies and all these organizations that are just in it for the money and purposely creating illness.
Dr. Group, let me say this, and then you nod or whatever, confirm or deny or whatever you want to do. All the guests we've had on, my research, my experience, my life, my own health problems, I mean, I am under the complete conviction that the medical industrial complex, the medical system that we know as a whole, is, in general, you would say it's fraudulent, it's not helpful, and it's used as a control and financial sucking mechanism on certainly the American people and throughout the Western world. Generally speaking, that's what I think it is. Am I crazy? I don't want you to have to say this.
It's nothing more than the biggest lie and perpetration probably in the history of the world.
Wow.
It's common sense. Are you going to address the symptom of a disease, or are you going to address the root cause of the disease? I mean, and medicine is built around addressing the symptoms. This only happened in the last 150 years, really. I mean, we're looking at probably the largest lie, the largest fraud, the largest hoax in the history of the world that's just happened in the last 150 years. If you look back in Paracelsus in the 1600s when they had alchemy, the father of chemistry, just 100-something years ago, people were fasting for health. They were going to natural health care practitioners before pharmaceuticals. They were springs, and people would literally travel and soak and drink the water in healing springs. All those were shut down over the years. All the books were burned. Everything was completely manipulated.
Wow. When you say burn, I mean, this is intention. I mean, when you're telling me something, it's not just an idea takes over or the medical industry or educational system takes over. When you talk about burning books and that is intent, there is intention there.
Well, of course, it's money. I mean, they don't want you to find the truth. I mean, one of the biggest ways to control people is through deception and propaganda and falsities. You know, you talk about all the fake news and all that stuff. I mean, we have so much stuff that's fake that we've been led to believe is true that it's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, especially in the healthcare field. You know, what do you do when you get a fever? You run to the doctor or you take an aspirin. That's the worst thing you can do. Like, the fever is there on purpose. The body knows that most bacteria, most viruses die between 99 degrees and 104 degrees. So what is the body doing? Okay? It's heating the self up to kill the bacteria. Like, the worst thing you can do is give yourself, you know, fever reducers. I mean, it's just like we've been, or flu shots, for example. I mean, it just amazes me that people still believe that a flu shot can actually work. I mean, if you just do 5 minutes of research and you look up the influenza virus, you will see that every time the influenza virus replicates, it's a new virus. It's literally and scientifically impossible. And the CDC even says it on their website. It is impossible to create a flu vaccine for an influenza virus, which changes every time it replicates.
Dr. Group, if I go to CVS, I can get my $5 right now. How dare you stop me from getting my $5 store credit for my flu shot? What are you talking about? I want my $5 store credit.
You can get them for free now, basically.
No, they'll give you $5. They will give you money to get them. My grandmother told me, feed a cold, starve a fever. I mean, this is kind of just historical knowledge that's getting lost. Feed a cold, starve a fever. There you go. Not take a Tylenol.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, you know, it's conditioning. It's conditioning and conditioning and conditioning from the time that you're small all the way Now it's even more. They're putting more emphasis on conditioning at a younger age, about relying on your doctor, taking all of the responsibility off of you and putting it on somebody else who doesn't even know you, right? I mean, a doctor doesn't spend all day with you. A doctor doesn't see what you eat all day. A doctor doesn't see what kind of mood you're in all day long. I mean, a doctor
doesn't
know what your work
suffer.
Environment's like.
Right. He doesn't have to suffer.
We did,
with
actually, as a matter of fact, when we were seeing patients after we did our first initial evaluation, explained to them why they had disease, the second thing we did was go to their house and their office. And we would say, okay, show me how you live. Because, you know, we would go to their house. They would say, oh, yeah, my house is fine. My house is fine. We would go to their house and we'd look up at the air conditioned vents and they were black with mold.
Ooh.
Or we would find all kinds of toxic cleaning and stuff.
Oh,
we would find, you know, we would. It's not only about what you put inside your body, but it's about the environment outside your body in which you live. If that is toxic and you're putting it toxic stuff inside your body, then you're going to have disease. You're going to have low frequency. Disease starts when the body drops to 58 megahertz. Think about this. A healthy body frequency is 62 to 78 megahertz, right? 5G is 5 gigahertz.
Wow.
So if you're blasting a healthy body at 62 to 78 megahertz, but you're blasting it with 5 gigahertz, can you imagine what that's doing to lower the frequency of the body? Disease starts at 58 megahertz. Candida overgrowth starts at 55 megahertz. Epstein-Barr, 52 megahertz. Cancer, 42 megahertz. Death, 25 megahertz.
Wow. Let me ask you, because since you mentioned that the doctor, the responsibility being, I guess we're giving it away, not taking away. We're giving away our responsibility to doctors. Where does AI come into this? Because other doctors have come on. They're very concerned about Watson. Basically, he's going to be your doctor now, IBM Watson. What about that influence? Do you see that? I mean, as you look at it, where does the future that way?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're going to try to keep you looking outside of yourself. For diagnosis. They want you to not ever pay attention to yourself. So, for example, if I get a headache, the way that they want you to think is that you need to take medications or you need to go see your doctor for your headache. The way that you should be thinking is, what did I eat earlier? Did I sleep wrong? Did I put alcohol in my system? You know, they want to take, you know, stop you from thinking about what could have caused your headache, and you rely on somebody else. Because if you're relying on somebody else, you're going to be paying that individual or utilizing their services for money. And they don't want a lot of people understanding and knowing how to heal or pay attention to themselves. They want to always, as part of control mechanisms and many other things, but they always want you to have to rely on somebody else. They want you to rely on the government, right? Like, they want you to rely on everything else outside of yourself. They want to keep the knowledge from you. And because that way you're easily controllable, non-aggressive.
I mean, we've heard this, and we've talked about this, not Chinese social credit, but the social credit system that is being experimented in China. Obviously, we're putting all of this together, 5G, what have you. It's a very dire picture. And what do these people, quote-unquote, these forces have to gain? I mean, ultimately, what is their... do they just get off on controlling people, manipulating them, and treating us like cattle? I mean, do you have any sense of that?
Well, it's money. And it's when you have which money they have enough of. So whenever you have enough money, then you don't have anything. You have no desire for money. The next thing comes power and control.
No.
So once you've got enough money to where you don't know what to do with, then you start seeking control. And then once you start, you know, working through control, then you start seeking power. So it's money, control, and power is what's driving these forces to. Basically not only want to control the Earth, but now also wanting to control the Moon and Mars and all of the, you know, solar systems and universes, too. I mean, the deal is you just have to live with it. But what I'm saying is, you know, we should take a serious look, and my research for the last 20 years is giving people back their own power. You know,
I love it.
I know. I mean, you have to take responsibility and educate yourself as to the root cause of all these diseases, and just know that you have the power to avoid all these things. You have the power to make good decisions. You have the power of hope and faith. I'm not into like the whole negative this, negative that, negative this, negative that. It is what it is, right? But we all can create our own environment that we live in. We all have the choice to eat what we want to eat. We all have the choice to breathe clean air or not breathe clean air. And when I say that, you can easily get an air purification system for your home and your office so you're breathing clean air. We all have the choice to drink dirty water or clean water. We all have the choice to eat high vibrational clean foods versus dead low vibrational foods. We all have the choice to surround ourselves with people that are on a high vibration, positive influence to us, or a negative vibration, low influence to us. We all have the opportunity to watch negative stuff on TV that creates stress and anxiety, or not watch, or watch, you know, stuff that makes us laugh on TV that's going to raise our vibrational frequencies. You know, there was a guy named David Hawkins who he was a doctor and he was a psychiatrist, world renowned. He was on Oprah and he wrote that book called The Power Versus Force, and he was really into matching the vibrational frequencies with emotions. And what he found was that any time that you're in an emotional state below 200, like his frequency level of 200, which would be in a state of pride, which is ego, anger, desire, fear, grief, guilt, or shame, your body is in a destructive pattern. It's, your body is destroying itself. Actually, the lowest frequency level that you can possibly be in is shame. It's when you're in humiliation.
Wow.
Or you're just miserable. And that had a frequency of 20. So
Garden
you're like,
Eden.
You're totally destroying your body if you're in a state of shame. And a lot of people, I mean, especially with all this social media and all these kids, they're just living in a state of shame. As opposed to the highest frequency level that he identified was enlightenment. And that was between 700 and 1,000. And he said that would be the equivalent of a living Jesus Christ or a living Buddha or a living Krishna, or basically you're an attractor of energy fields that influence mankind in a positive way.
Hmm.
Peace was around 600. You're in a state of peace, and that would be, you know, you're making great contributions to the world. Peace, love, joy, acceptance, non-judgmentalness. Think about it. We have a divided country, and everyone, well, I don't judge other people. I don't judge other people. Yet, we got 50% on one side and 50% on the other side.
There's the music. More with the great Dr. Group on the other side. Really interesting conversation. We got some important things to still go over, ladies and gentlemen. We could talk to him for hours. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. OxyC is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural OxyC and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Power Hour at the Power Mall. We got some great specials. Of course, Good Health Naturally is on sale. All the Grown by Nature, the great vitamins there, and Dr. Group's products, the Oxy Powder, the Detoxidine, the Vitamin B12, the Detox Foot Pads, all on sale over the Power Mall. This is how we're funded. We have, if you have problems with teeth, we have a Regadent also. Check that out. People are starting to really like that. At the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Again, thank you so much for your purchases. Dr. Group, take a second and just talk about the Detoxidine and the vitamin, or the Vegan Safe B12. Just talk about those briefly, if you would.
Well, I mean, now more and more research is coming out that a majority of people are actually deficient in B12, and a majority of people are actually deficient in iodine. And it used to be that people used to think that only vegetarians were deficient in B12, but we really have its intrinsic factor that helps us break down B12 inside of our bodies. And now they're finding that it's just a lot of people are deficient in intrinsic factor, so they're really having a hard time absorbing and utilizing the B12. Not only that most of the B12 supplements on the market are cyanocobalamin, which is a cyanide molecule attached to a cobalamin molecule, and that's not really well absorbed in the body and well utilized in the body. So what we did was we set out to create the world's first certified organic B12 that was a combination of the methylcobalamin and the adenosylcobalamin. If your body is able to break down B12, it breaks it down into three different cofactors. It breaks it down into methylcobalamin, adenosylcobalamin, and hydroxycobalamin. So those are the three compounds that it's already broken down into. So what we did was say, well, why are we going to start with a B12? I mean, it's going to have a hard time breaking down anyway. Why don't we just start with the cofactors that are already broken down? And that way we know for a fact it's going to go right into the bloodstream. And then we said, well, how can we microencapsulate that into a glycerin molecule to where it would be easily absorbed and we wouldn't have any malabsorption situations with it? And that's what led us to the creation of our first vegan, GMO-free, certified organic B12, the Vegan Safe B12. So it's an amazing product. And B12 is, you know, in and out of your body fairly rapidly. So, I mean, it just, if you need that extra energy boost, I mean, it's now you could just associate B12 deficiency with many, many, many different disorders. And I'm not really into, like, people needing to take, like, 30 or 40 supplements on a daily basis, because I think if you just understand how the body works and how you can increase your vibrational frequencies, that you don't need a lot of supplements. However, I am a big fan of B12 and iodine, because you're just not going to get iodine anywhere anymore. It was completely taken out of everything, and iodine deficiency is the number one reason worldwide for mental retardation, and now it's even as being associated with all of these mental disorders, you know, anxiety, depression, stress, blah, blah, blah. But basically, every cell in the body needs iodine, and it's an adaptogen. No hormone can be produced without iodine, and that's why we're having so many hormone issues. Iodine's responsible for all the glandular tissue, and it was taken out of bread and out of most salts mysteriously. So it's something that I believe, like, you just can't get it. It's one of the things that I recommend.
Why, Dr. Groot, why, you know, it used to be required by the government to be in salt or whatever because people couldn't get it anywhere. Why would they then say it's not to be in salt? That makes no sense to me.
Iodine balances your system, balances your hormones, balances out all kinds of diseases, kills off all kinds of microorganisms that you might be suffering from inside your system. It boosts the immune system. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So think about it. When iodine was there was probably like a huge decrease in doctor's visits. There was a huge decrease in the need for pharmaceuticals. And so they probably pinpointed that back to iodine and said, wait a second here, we're losing like hundreds of billions of dollars. So can you please take it back out? That's my guess.
Wow.
No one really knows. But when you talk about a substance with so many uses and so many health benefits, it's why did they shut us down when we had a cure for cancer? You know, answer that question. You know, why do they shut doctors down that are posting, you know, cure rates for diabetes or heart disease or anything? Because you become a threat. I mean, it becomes a threat to the big industries. That's why.
Talk about the pineal gland briefly with the detoxidine.
So back in the I want to say it was around the 1940s, both Germany and Russia were doing research on prisoners, and they were using all different kinds of compounds, and they discovered that by feeding prisoners fluoride-type compounds, that it would reduce their aggressiveness. It would almost make them docile, and it would make them non-aggressive, and it would make them very easily controllable. And that was very important, so there weren't going to be any type of revolts. And to this day, actually, most people don't know this, but all the antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, psychological medications, most of them contain fluoride because it just dumbs you down. It all just basically makes you a zombie. It dumbs you down, and just like you don't care about anything, and you're just, you know, you're not aggressive, you're not a threat. And so basically what we found out later, though, and there was I've talked to a few people that have some pretty good basis for saying that iodine was used also to reduce your spiritual connection to God.
You mean fluoride.
Fluoride. And because what happens is it calcifies, and this has been proven, that it calcifies your pineal gland. Well, if you do the research on the pineal gland, you'll find that all the pineal glands have a small crystal inside of them. And the research that's been done for like monks or people that have meditated for years in caves, their crystal, it's like a little diamond, is actually like 10 times larger than a normal person. So you can measure the level of spirituality. But we know now, I mean, dating back to the Egyptians talked about a lot about the third eye, the pine cone. Well, they're just referring to the pineal gland. The pineal gland is basically how you communicate with God. When you pray and all that, it goes through the pineal gland. It goes through that crystal in the pineal gland. So they realize that. You know, also, there's not getting too much into religion or anything like that, but, I mean, the powers to be also wanted to be able to have control. They didn't want you to become too powerful spiritually. And, you know, there's been many cases of children that have been born in with telepathic powers or very highly spiritual powers, or they can, you know, look at something and it catches on fire, or they can move things, you know, telekinesis and stuff like that. Well, you know, they try to get these individuals, you know, all that's usually coming, these superpowers usually come through the pineal gland. So when they found out that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland, well, guess what? I mean, they, you know, think about it. How many people do you know that are really super spiritual these days? Because there's fluoride in all the water. There's bromine does the same thing, and so does chlorine. So chlorine, bromine, and fluoride will all calcify your pineal gland and wreak havoc on your body. The only thing that's going to decalcify the pineal gland, the only thing that's going to repair all the systems in the body is going to be iodine. Iodine actually will remove all of those toxic halogens from your system. And that's, you know, another theory that can be out there of why they remove the iodine.
You know, going back to what you said before the break about how, you know, you're not into negative things and focusing on negative things. A lot of shows like this, even, you know, me at times, it turns into just a complaining, a bitch session, for lack of a better word, complaining about what we see out there and almost giving it power. We want to be something different, and kind of going along with what you said. I'm of the opinion that we've been endowed by our Creator. I mean, that's the law in America, the Declaration of Independence, all these things. The power has been given to us. Dominion has been given to us on a religious sense, a spiritual sense, a lawful sense in America, however you want to look at it. I also believe that there are forces that want to control this for whatever reason, you know, variety of reasons. You mentioned power, money, what have you. Whatever the reason is, it's pretty obvious that they don't want us to be powerful. Somebody, some organization, some force does not want our power to grow. I'm also of the opinion that the endowment, the imagination, the consciousness that we have been given gives us authority, and it is that imagination that they're trying to capture. If these people with these plans who want destruction, who want death, who want sickness, what have you, if they really had all power, if they had the authority or the ability to do this, to me, my opinion, they would have already done it. They obviously need us. They need our participation. They need our imagination. They need to suck us into their nightmare. And I don't want to do it. What's your reaction to that comment?
Not to pay too much attention to all that, because our main mission here on this planet is to reconnect with God. And, you know, that's why it's so important for you to just spend time on yourself. I mean, stop, you know, think about yourself. Think about how you can become more healthy. Create an environment and an experience while you're living here that is conducive to health and positivity. And that means spend more time in meditation. Spend more time in prayer. Spend more time doing positive things. Spend more time giving. Stop complaining all the time. Stop hanging around with negative people. You know, just eliminate that. You have the power to eliminate that. We can all live in our own little worlds if we want to, and create the environment that you really want to live in.
I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying is what I'm not trying to get into that scenario. They need us. We don't need them. We can separate ourselves from them. We can have, like you said, create our own little world, our own whatever. I love that idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically, you know, what I learned. I mean, I've had times where I've gotten really wrapped up in research and going down and just really getting upset about some of the things that I found out that these corporations or individual people were doing. And, you know, you can go down the list. I mean, the fluoride in the water, the preservatives, the chemicals that they're putting in the air, the geoengineering, the chemtrail. I mean, the list goes on. But in reality, you just ultimately, if you take care of yourself, then, you know, that's the most important thing that you can take care of, and just do good for society and do good for other people and just treat your body, you know, like it's supposed to be treated, and to educate yourself on how you can. You don't need to worry about all that stuff if you know the secrets, right? I mean, if you know the root cause of the problems out there or all the situations, then, you know, it's easier to come up with the solutions to all those things.
Let's talk a little. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you.
No, go ahead. I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, that's what we're talking about, the solutions. It's like clean, yes, and detoxify your body on a regular basis, you know, eat high vibrational foods. I mean, you have two nervous systems in your body, for example. You have your sympathetic nervous system and you have your parasympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system usually means your heart rate is high. When your heart rate, you can have two areas. You can have a positive experience in your sympathetic nervous system, or you can have a negative experience in your sympathetic nervous system. A positive experience would be excitement. You know, you get excited about something, or you're climbing a mountain and you have courage, or you have passion or love or happiness, you know, and your heart starts beating high. That's when your body secretes DHEA. You know, your hormonal system is based on your sympathetic and parasympathetic. Or your sympathetic nervous system, when your heart rate is high, can be created through anger, frustration, impatience, anxiety. When you get in an argument, that's going to increase your heart rate. So you have the yin and the yang within your body, basically. You have your good and your not so good. And then you have your parasympathetic nervous system. Well, the good side of your parasympathetic, when your heart rate is low, is when you're relaxed, when you're at ease, during meditation, during prayer, practicing mindfulness, being content, being fulfilled, you know, just being present in your current environment. Or you can have a negative parasympathetic experience when your heart rate goes low, and that would be when you're really sad, when you're depressed, when you're burned out, when you're, you know, going through withdrawals or resentment. And then, you know, those negative are going to produce cortisol in the body. So everything, and those also would be, again, be lowering your vibrational frequency levels instead of increasing your vibrational frequency levels.
How would you define mindfulness? Use that word. What is, just, you know, short, what is mindfulness?
The process of bringing your attention, right, to the experience occurring in the present moment.
Mm,
so I'll give you an example. So this is something that I've struggled with my whole life, because I was had severe ADD. Thank God I was never on any ADD medications. But the majority of, you know, people out there, they do have some degree of attention deficit disorder. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and then walked away and couldn't remember what the conversation was about? Have you ever been to a party and got introduced to people and then forgot their names like 2 or 3 minutes later? I'll tell you one that happens all the time to most people, and this happens to me sometimes, is I'll be sitting at my desk on my computer and I'll get a call. Have you ever been on a phone call, but then at the same time you're also working on your computer or doing something and not paying attention to what the other person's saying on the phone, and they say, "So what do you think about that?" And you're like,
it's great.
And you can't remember what they said? Or, like the other day, what happened to me is I was picking my kids up from school, and, well, I homeschool my kids, so this was a while back, but I remember this was about a year and a half ago, and I can remember that I had so much stuff going on at work that day, and I picked my kids up from school. They talked to me the whole way home, and when I got home, because I was thinking about all the stuff that happened at work that day, I caught myself, and I said, I cannot remember one word that my kids said to me on the way home. That was, that moment, I was like, this is it. I'm going to start practicing mindfulness. So mindfulness, all of those examples means that you are not being mindful. That means that you are not bringing your attention to the experience that is occurring in the present moment. Being present in the moment and paying attention is what mindfulness is. It's decluttering your mind. It's decluttering your mind, and not, you know, when you have all these things. Now, do you think right now the world that most people live in, do you think that most people live in the world of mindfulness, or they live in the world of chaos and distraction?
No, it's scattered. Their minds are scattered, and I think that, you know, then if you want to go deeper, that's probably fits with everything else you've said. If we can get them take the nutrients out of their body, if we can get their mind scattered, if we can control their imagination, their consciousness, we can control them. That's, I think, when you take that back, you detox, you are mindful, you realize you're present, your power, the consciousness that you have, and now you're in control of that, and under determination of that, well, now you're hard to deal with, in their perspective, and also your life starts to become full. That's exactly how I would look at it.
Exactly.
Right,
that's something you really have to practice at every single day, to be mindful. Like when you're talking to somebody, look them in the eyes, focus, pay attention to what they're saying, almost like, you know, think that you have to repeat what they're saying after they're done. I mean, it really does change your life. And I'll give you an example with food. No one is mindful with food. So picture you're holding in your hand right now an apple. And you feel the weight of the apple in your hand. Then you start thinking about where that apple came from. Think about from the time it was a flower, the bee that landed on it, the tree probably in Washington State, all the rain that was raining on the apple tree, the water that was getting sucked up through the roots, through the tree to produce that beautiful apple that you're holding in your hand. You thank that apple. You look at the different colors of the apple, you know, might have some golden streaks in it, the different shades of red that the apple has. You know, then you rub your hands around the apple and you feel any divots or anything like that inside the apple. Then you give the apple gratitude and you thank the apple for all of the energy that it's going to provide you. By the way, gratefulness increases your healing vibrations by 10 megahertz instantaneously. And then, you know, then you put the apple, you smell the apple, you get the scent of the apple. Then you rub the apple on your lips. You feel the apple and how it feels on your lips. And then you take your first bite out of the apple, and you're being mindful, and you have your eyes closed, and then you start chewing the apple, and you start feeling the water from the apple squirt out and the nutrients, and you start tasting the apple. And then you're not in a rush to just swallow it and take another bite, but you actually chew it all the way until it's a liquid, feeling all of the different sensations in your mouth, feeling the power and the healing energy and the vibrations of the apple. And then you swallow the apple, and then you take the next bite. That is what's called mindful eating. How many people do you think right now are using mindful eating when they eat their meals?
Not many, not me most of the time. I mean, that's not, you've taught me something here. I don't want to cut you off, but we got literally got about 3 or 4 minutes. I really want a comment about holidays are coming up, Halloween candy, what have you, you know, kind of some tips to, so we don't lower our vibration with all these frickin' candy corns or whatever we get from, or whatever, holiday eating in general.
Well, first of all, let me just say something that if you haven't registered for the Truth About Cancer, if you don't mind me saying it, this is going to be an amazing event that's going to be coming up in the next week or so. And there's going to be free. They're offering this for free. So if you haven't registered, everybody register. The top doctors, I'm going to be a keynote speaker. I'm going to be going over in detail how healing works and how you can change your life forever the next day. It's going to be amazing information. And it's going to be free. If you just
what are the dates on that?
The dates on that are going to be October 11th, 12th. Let me just double check right here. It's going to be the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 13th, Sunday the 13th. I'm going to be speaking on the 12th, but anyone can sign up for the free live stream. So you can literally watch all of the speakers for free, live streamed onto your computer. It's going to be amazing. I know a lot of the other doctors that are going to be speaking there, and everybody's going to be presenting really good new research, new topics to talk about. So I'm, for the first time, am going to be breaking down how healing works and what you can do to change
your
life.
Where can we sign up for that? Where can we sign up for that?
Thetruthaboutcancer.com. Thetruthaboutcancer.com.
That's great. Now, I know we're going to have, I think, Ty on next week is going to talk about that. I'm sorry. I should have brought that up way sooner, Dr. Roop. I didn't even think to bring that up. That was bad.
Well,
host.
I figured,
host.
I mean, it's such good information, and everybody can watch it from the from their own computer or laptop or phone, I mean, for free. I mean, it's just like they're just doing this to just get the word out and let everybody know. It's not just going to be about cancer. It's going to be about everything. It's going to be about all the tips and tricks. I mean, honestly, I'd probably pay, you know, $10,000-$15,000 for the information that's going to be shared with everybody for free. So it's just a great opportunity for everybody to learn and get all these secrets to self-healing.
TheTruthAboutCancer.com. I love it. Well, we got about a minute or so left. Just, you know, anything you want to talk about, what's concluding thoughts that you would like to have for our audience?
Well, I mean, talking about holidays, just, you know, cleanse your body on a regular basis. Try to
oxy powder.
How often should we
do the oxy powder then?
I mean, I do it two or three times a week. I mean, it's Nikola Tesla's original formula is oxy powder, and he knew that bowels, and talking about holidays, the number one thing that happens to people during the holidays is they get stressed out, they eat too much, they drink too much, and they get constipated, and they don't have as many bowel movements. So drink more water, definitely. Try to eat as healthy as you possibly can, and then just use oxy powder to keep everything moving and cleaning out your gut during the holiday season.
Oh, there you go. That's fantastic. Dr. Grupa, I just want to personally thank you for everything you've done for the Power Hour and coming on and who you are, your great products you got over at the Power Mall. It's a pleasure to be associated with you, and you can just feel your energy, your conviction. And I think that's the word that we need now, conviction. And I hope all these ideas get into people and they're convicted about them, and then they use them in their life. So God bless you, Dr. Group. God keep you. Let's put a barrier around you so there's no more flooding. And till next time, my friend.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a guest host tomorrow. I think George. I love George. Thank you so much, George, for all you do. He's going to be on tomorrow. And then Daniel Estlin, the end of the week. Please make sure you listen to Daniel. I am dripping with anticipation on his perspective on this impeachment. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for everything. And we're in this together, and I hope you really feel that and really feel that sense. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. God keep you. Until the next time, we'll see you. Thank you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.